Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of March 2019. Supreme Court has asked petitioner who had petitioned against calling off of rescue operations of labourers who were trapped in a flooded illegal rat hole mine in Meghala to ascertain from families of deceased miners if they wish to have their bodies recovered. Supreme Court has held that a Grameen Dak Sevak is not an employee under the Payment of Gratuity Act and also observed that Grameen Dak Sevaks are engaged as extra departmental agents, a post governed by the 2011 rules, which have a separate provision for payment of gratuity. Supreme Court, while delivering a judgment in yet another custody battle between parents, has expressed concern about children and observed it is heart-wrenching to see that the innocent child is the ultimate sufferer who gets caught up in the legal and psychological battle between the parents. Kerala High Court has struck down a stipulation in hostel rules which barred girl boarders from going for the first and second show movies and observed that girl is having equal freedom similar to a boy. Delhi High Court has allowed private and aided schools in national capital to go ahead with an interim hike in fees to implement recommendations of 7th Central Pay Commission on salaries of teachers and other employees and quashed Delhi government's circular of April last, which had prohibited private and aided schools functioning on government land from hiking tuition fees without approval of the Directorate of Education, DOE. Delhi High Court has stayed all orders passed by Dental Council of India, DCI, through which admissions of more than 50 students in various private dental colleges of state for session 2018 to 2019 were cancelled in January 2019. Kerala High Court has held in a case that a spouse who suffered dismissal of original petition for dissolution of marriage on ground of cruelty, desertion and adultery is not precluded from suing again for dissolution on the same grounds, provided the relief is founded on new facts. Madras High Court has observed that the right to freedom of religion cannot trump the demands of public order, while dismissing a plea against restriction of taking funeral procession through a temple street. Chennai Court has stayed the decision taken by South Indian Cine Television Dubbing Artists Union on the 11th of November, 2018 to expel her from its membership. Patna High Court has set aside criminal proceedings initiated against Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar in a 28-year-old murder case. Rajasthan High Court has held that government shall not initiate departmental proceedings against a government servant on basis of a complaint alleging his or extra marital illicit relationship with another man or woman, whether married or unmarried. Karnataka High Court has quashed State Karnataka Electricity Regulatory Commission's KERC order imposing wheeling and banking charges on wind, hydel and solar projects commissioned from October 2013, January 2015 and March 2017. Bombay High Court has set aside a special narcotic drugs and psychotropic substances, NDPS, court order releasing two men accused of possessing narcotics after it was informed that the investigating officer never consented to their release. Madras High Court has ordered state government to give an interim compensation of 25 lakh rupees to survivor of Pollachi rape case for revealing her identity. Madras High Court has made it clear that utilizing multiple options to get compensation for death of a person in a motor accident by their family, particularly when deceased was sole breadwinner, cannot be construed as double compensation and prohibited. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has refused to stay a bankruptcy court order approving ArcelorMittal's 42,000 rupee crore takeover bid for SR Steel and sought a fresh plan for the distribution of bid amount between financial and operational creditors of the debt-laden firm. National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, has slapped a deterrent penalty on Carnival Films Entertainment for giving loans to its own directors in violation of the Companies Act. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Pune has held that the partners cannot be taxed for transaction made by the firms. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal, ITAT, Chennai has held that mere execution of a power of attorney would not amount to transfer of property for determining the capital gain tax liability. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has refused to direct State Bank of India to release amount of 260 crores rupees of income tax refund to enable Reliance Communications to pay for 150 crores rupees to Ericsson India Private Limited as per direction of Supreme Court.